Coming September 18th, the second season of Lamité de Clark on Radio Harmony Cornouaille. Join me, Clark 80, every Wednesday at 10:15 a.m. or at 18:15 on Saturdays to hear interesting interviews with some fascinating people. And remember, things always go better with a little harmony in your life. Today, I'm pleased to have a conversation with Muriel Chaum, one of the organizers of a wonderful charitable event happening each year in Plouhinec. The event is the Rockin' Wheels Festival, a weekend of fun and song to raise money for a great charity, the Association La Famille, which also aids in helping children who are the victims of abuse.
Aujourd'hui, Clark a le plaisir de discuter avec Muriel Chaum, l'une des organisatrices d'un formidable événement caritatif qui se déroule chaque année à Plouhinec. Il s'agit du festival Rockin' Wheels, un week-end de plaisir et de chansons pour récolter des fonds au profit d'une grande association caritative, l'association La Famille, qui aide les enfants victimes de maltraitance.
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark 80. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
I'm very lucky to have for my guest today, Muriel Chaum, and she has an interesting story connected to a very worthwhile charitable event. A crazy name, Rockin' Wheels, but that's what it was. So welcome to the show, Muriel. Very nice to have you.
Thank you for having me.
So this was something my wife had gone to the year before in 2023, and she said, you've got to go see this show, 2024. And I thought, all right, well, Plouhinec, it's not too far from where I am in Plougastel, Saint-Germain. And she said it was so much fun because there was music and old cars and all this. But more importantly, really, Muriel, it's also a supporting charity, really.
Yeah, so it's mainly a music event from rock and roll music, obviously. But there's also a charity behind it. One part of the fundings are going to this charity called La Famille, who help to support children against abuse. So there's a mix of a funny part where people gather around music, rock and rolls, cars, motorbikes, and a more serious part of it, which is to support, obviously, this association called La Famille.
I think you told me too, Muriel, last time we talked, that this was your fifth time of doing this event?
Yes, it is. Got into by my father, who's one of the person running it, with two other people, Michelle and Mayuen. My sister was the one who attended last year, and this year it was me. So I could help them with the music groups that were coming from the European Rock and Roll Meeting. Those are bands from Europe who are traveling and doing a tour around Europe, and they attend this year. So I was the driver for them from the site to accommodation. And I was also here at their disposal if they needed me to translate from English to French.
That's right. Yeah. In fact, I think one of the bands was Spanish, wasn't it? Because I know he was speaking Spanish on stage.
Yeah, you have three nationalities this year. Finnish people, Italians, and yes, Spanish as well.
The idea of the European thing, was that the first time you said that happened? Was this year?
Yes, it was the first time they were attending this year. It was through connections. Karin is helping the association with the musics. She is finding the groups and stuff. And through the connection she had, she was able to make them come here this year.
La Famille? As the charitable organization, is that a national organization, local organization?
It's a local organization founded in 2018. It was part of the bigger association, France and worldwide, but they separate themselves from this association and created their own one, La Famille.
And where's the headquarters now?
At Quimper.
Oh,
well,
okay.
South Finisterre,
right by us in the Finisterre. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's really interesting. Now, how'd your father get involved? You said he was the one that's put on the show anyway.
Yes, well, he reconnected with some friends he had back when he was a teenager while he was having holidays there. And he was at the time part of a motorbike group with his Harley Davidson. And through this reconnection, he got involved in the association and stuff. And this is how he got into it.
Well, I have to tell our listeners that it's really a fun event. It is kind of like a rock music festival. I mean, it's not overwhelming where you can't take your kids or anything, but it's a great atmosphere. It's very light. There's lots of food trucks. It's in a pretty area, not very far, very close to the coast at Blue Neck. We got a nice spot for it, and very casual. I noticed particularly a lot of families. I thought that was pretty good. I went on the Sunday. What days are they again? Did you run it Friday, Saturday, Sunday this year?
Yes, that is. It started on Friday evening and running until Sunday last.
Yeah.
And yeah, late. Yeah, it's a 3-day event, and the Sunday is mainly family. They notice it for a while now that Friday and Saturday, Sunday, oh, Saturday, sorry, are more an event like everyone can attend, but people are more coming with their family on Sunday. Maybe because of the ride that took place on the Sunday morning, which all the benefits from this ride are going to La Famille. And you can buy a ticket and have a ride with one of the motorbikes or into a car.
Oh, nice.
So people like to come, and the child are happy to like see the car, see the motorbike. The event is also free for people under 12, so this is also great. And yeah, it was sunny.
It was sunny on Sunday.
Sunny but windy, but sunny mainly. And so it was also something great to have on the weekend and to get out with the children.
Well, what I thought was particularly nice too was that even if you weren't a kid or somebody under a certain age, it was only 5 euros to get in, right? The
Yeah,
entrance.
there were a lot of complaints for the previous years that it was expensive. So they tried this year this format, like to have a 5 euros entry cost, and it worked pretty well. We had 7,500 visitors
Oh
on the
my
entire
goodness.
weekends.
7,500. Wow.
Yes,
I
it
sure you got
was
to be happy with that.
the biggest year they had so far. So very happy.
I bet, were you around for year one?
No, unfortunately not. Since I'm working, I couldn't attend the previous years, but this year, I thought it was important for me to attend because my father asked me already last year and I couldn't. So this year I said, okay, I'm taking those 3 days off and I'm coming and I'm helping. And I wanted also to see the event because I wasn't personally, because I wasn't able to attend previously. A year of worth of preparation, and my father is putting a lot of effort into it, so I was grateful so I could also participate into it.
You could tell it had been well thought out, that's for sure. I'm interviewing Muriel Chalm, and we're talking about her involvement with the festival Rockin' Wheels and the charity that it supports. And it's a very worthy charity. We can see the results of some of the families when you're there, actually. I would highly advise. By the way, you should tell me, do you have dates for 2025?
Absolutely, they are out already. So you will be able to attend the Rock and Wheels Classic event from the 30th of May to the 1st of June. It
30th of
will
May,
be
the 1st of June. Good. Write that down. 1st of May, 1st
it
of
will
June.
be the 3-day full because it's on a 4-day weekend. You have Friday
Ah,
and
okay.
Saturday, Friday of
Yeah.
4 days. Full of musics, cars, and motorbikes.
Muriel, one of the things that I loved about it were the old cars. You had a lot of
Yeah.
classic American cars, which were fun
Yes.
to see again. And can you believe the size of those cars? In comparison, when I was a kid, that was all we had. But when I compare them now, it's just amazing. Those are
Yes.
beautiful cars.
Yes, we had the chance to have locals who were happy to come with their cars, mainly American cars and old, and it was very nice to have them. Yeah, you can see them from real and take
Yeah.
a picture with it, for example. Yeah.
Next year, we talked about the European thing. That kind of is interesting to me. That European groups or a set of groups that came up is not particularly involved with Rock and Wheels, or is it was just a touring group of professionals that anybody could have come to a festival or an evening or something like that?
Yes, you can contact them and have them come to your festival. They told us already that we want to come next year, so they already booked.
Well done.
It won't be the same groups. It would be different groups because they change the groups of the tour every year, but they are already signed again to come next year because they love the area actually. They love the coast, they love the atmosphere of the festival. It was very like smooth event, like I'd like to say, like
It was
not
smooth
something.
and warm hospitality too. I mean,
Yes.
everybody was very welcoming, I'm sure. It's a beautiful area, Luneg. Are you going to have it there next year too? Same location?
Yes, same location. We won't change.
Good. You'll have to book it far in advance. Is there a website or something that people find and learn more about what you're doing or La Famille?
Yes, absolutely. So you have the Facebook page for La Famille. You have also the one for the Rock and Wheels Classic page, Facebook page. You have also the one for Cap Events. We have also newly Instagram account for Cap Events. And you have a website, which is www. Sorry, rockandwheels.us.
So I've
You
got
can
the
have.
program here. It's probably backwards where you can see it, but it
Yes.
says Rock N without the I, Rock in Wheels. Is that the
Yes.
website too, same way?
Yes, yeah.
Are you selling tickets in advance or just people show up when they come?
Yeah, you can buy tickets in advance. You can either have the formula with 3 days entry
Yeah.
ticket, or you can buy just one entry for a day. You can buy in advance, or you can come and buy them on site.
And pretty much the same idea, like keep it lower price, maybe have the kids come in free for next year.
Yes, science it's work this year. They might keep the same for next year.
Well, it was 7,500 people. Do you have any idea how much money then was raised for this charity?
I don't have the number, but I've been told that it was quite well. The
Yeah,
numbers were
definitely
have
worth
well.
doing.
They were very happy with this year, and they hoped that they will be able to reach the same next year.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Well, word gets around, believe me. But I suppose people could also donate on the website. Is that possible?
No, you unfortunately cannot do that yet, but you
Yeah.
can buy some merch from the website if you want. You have t-shirts, you have magnets, you have plenty of things that are from the festival. But no, at the time, you can't, but I'll see if it's possible.
Well, maybe people could write a check if you have an address or something too. That's another way to do it, I suppose. And you
Yeah.
have sponsors, correct? You had some sponsors.
Yes. We had sponsors. We had local supermarkets, a bank that is following us. You also have a radio that is sponsoring us. And you have also, on a smaller scale, but very important as well, all the exhibitors that are coming that are contributing to it as well.
Yeah, that's right. There is a large number of exhibitors who sell everything, sometimes a nostalgic item, sometimes things connected to cars or crafts. Very nicely done and intense.
Yes.
So sponsors, though, I think that would be interesting if people want to get a hold of you and do some sponsorship. Why not? I mean, you're going to see 7,500 people walk by, so sounds like it's an interesting possibility. Plus, you have lots of volunteers, lots of benevoles. I noticed. How many working this year, do you think?
Yeah, around 50 volunteers this year
Very good.
that were working for the festival. Yes.
That's great. Why don't you give us that website again? Because now I've been talking and I want people to be able to write that down, maybe either as a sponsor or a benevole or somebody who's just interested in coming or even buying tickets.
Yes, so it's rockandwheels.us. us, and you will have a contact on it, so you can write them
an email or something.
Yes, or you can also reach them through the Facebook page if you are more.
All right, of course, sure, I can. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I can see you and the family have done a great job, and you're well motivated, and you've already got stuff planned for next year. So, it's a great story. Now, we're going to have to close our interview today, but before I do, I'd like to hear one story.
Yes. Well, obviously, I think the main event was the ride, who gather a lot of people. So it's a ride around the coast. With around 1,000 motorbikes this year and cars, 50 around. We had a fireworks to celebrate the fifth edition as well. So people really enjoyed it. And it was very beautiful fireworks for this kind of event. I really enjoy, and I think a lot of people also, and we said it, enjoy also the atmosphere, the music, it was calm. And we enjoy some good music. We were able also to dance. We had some lessons that were given as well. And
And I know you had some American cheerleaders.
Yes, also, yeah. They're also coming back next year.
Okay, well, see, folks, you got a lot to look forward to for 225 at the Rock and Wheels Festival. It's a lovely location. Well, thanks, Muriel. It's been great talking to you. And I tell you what, keep up the great work. You can't do enough for kids. And obviously, you're making a big contribution, you and the group.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us.
Okay, take care.
Yeah, see you.
Thanks so much for listening to today's interview with Muriel Chalm of the Rock and Wheels Festival. Join me again next week for the first of a two-part interview with local literary figure Jean-Jacques Brouard of Quimper. Until then, remember, things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
Merci beaucoup d'avoir écouté l'interview d'aujourd'hui avec Muriel Chalm du festival Rock and Wheels. Rejoignez-nous à nouveau la semaine prochaine pour la première partie d'une interview en deux parties avec une personnalité littéraire locale, Jean-Jacques Brouard de Quimper. D'ici là, n'oubliez pas que les choses vont toujours mieux avec un peu d'harmonie dans votre vie.
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.